Welcome to the Moral Marriage Podcast, and today I have one massive topic. You don't think about your children this way. Catherine doesn't know what we're going to talk about, as per usual. Listen, I think that not enough men think about their children and then think about what they're teaching their children based off what they're doing. So what I'm going to talk about, I'm just going to hit you right in the belly right now.
You know what they say at church?
What's that?
Hit you right in the cookies.
I'm going to hit you right in the cookies right now.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
That you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
Listen, dude, if you're listening to this, what would you do if you knew that your daughter was having sex with someone, but she didn't want to have sex with him?
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't you want to punch him in the face?
Maybe I think
kick his ass, kill him, fuck, call it rape? Charge him?
Yeah, my mind went to I'd be in jail for sure.
Yeah. Like,
I can't even imagine what it would be like if I was a man, because I know that men and women are different. Don't get all offended by me. But if I was a father and that was happening, I can't even imagine how I'd feel, because as a mother, all kinds of stuff comes up for me.
Now I'm going to take this back to where it needs to go. So why the fuck are you having sex with your wife if she doesn't want to have sex with you? Why are you acting so entitled to her vagina? Why are you calling men like me a simp for wanting their wife to desire to desire? Mm-hmm. Like, what is wrong with you if you can't make the connection? You would not want, whether it's her husband or not, her to have sex with him if she didn't want to. That's what you would say. You're my daughter. Tell me what's going on. How can I help you? Mm-hmm. So then why are you setting that example? I know that, by the way, you shouldn't be showing what's going on here, but that's essentially the attitude that you're bleeding into your home, and you can't make the connection for yourself that you are presenting that your wife is supposed to submit to you, supposed to do her job, fulfill her role, meet your needs. Instead of understanding what you should be teaching your fucking daughter is what it looks like to have a man. And what does that look like? Meet your fucking wife's needs. Because when you do, oh my gosh, you meet everything. I don't have to cry about it. I don't. And because it goes way beyond sex.
And when he says cry, he means yell.
Yeah, for me, it would have been yell. That's true. But like...
back in the day, now.
Yeah, back in the day. Listen.
Is it still cool to say back in the day?
I don't. You can.
Are we old now?
Well, we're old, yeah.
There's a back in the day?
It's back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
So listen... think about it like this. Stop saying you just need food, air, water, and sex to survive, because you don't. Everybody gets together and they love the emotional connection. That's why you have mad passion in your relationship. Okay. So stop worrying about things like she's supposed to submit to me. If you can't submit to her, stop. If you meet her needs, and yes, women have way more needs to meet. Let's get real. Okay.
Whoa.
But
list them. Let's have a competition. Just kidding.
Let's do it.
I made my point there, everybody.
Yeah, it takes a while, and you should know them. If you don't, hire me. Follow me at the very least. But here's the thing: when you meet her needs, guys, like, it's beyond the sex that you're thinking about.
And we're not talking about meeting her sexual needs.
Oh yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm,
for those of you that are like, I will meet her needs. I'll do anything she wants.
It's true.
That's not what we're talking about.
But if you meet her needs, she's going to have needs sexually as well, mm-hmm. right? If you guys, for some of you, it's going to be the desire to desire, the real true connection, even if she's not quite there yet. There's all these other levels, whole other topic we can get into. But first things first, think about the lessons that you're teaching your children. I think of my daughters and my sons like this. And by the way, I'm not perfect at this. We actually say parenting is the hardest part,
it's hard.
Right? But what I think is this: I want my sons to know how to treat a woman, and I want my daughters to know what to expect from a man and also how to treat a man. Okay. But specifically what to expect from a man.
Which, by the way, how to treat a man is up to me to teach them. It's him to, it's his responsibility to role model what a real man is, but it's my responsibility to role model how I treat him.
That's right. I want you guys to think about it. Like, the reason I went for the jugular or kick you right in the cookies, punch right in the cookies was because I want you to think about it like that. If you're busy fighting with your wife or hiding who you are and not even initiating because now you're so scared, you're so insecure, you're tired of the rejection. There's all these different levels, okay? But when you're doing all of that, you're literally teaching your children that you don't want to spend the time to have a great conversation. You don't want to spend the time to go on a real date. You don't take the time to get healthy and or inspire each other to do that. You start pulling all these other things out of your life all because you're not having your needs met. And because you're supporting this attitude that your daughter better just fucking spread her legs open. Might as well do it right now if she's old enough.
How disgusting does that sound when he says it that way? Why are you disgusted when he says it about your daughter, but you're not disgusted when it's somebody else's daughter who is your wife?
Yeah, you guys.
And that he did that for dramatic effect because he would never tell you that to have your daughters spread their legs. But the woman that you're sleeping with is somebody's daughter. And at one point, she was a little girl trying to learn how to navigate life, trying to see what it's like to watch her parents and all those sorts of things, right?
That's right. I would like you to think about it like this. I really want to stay on this example. If your daughter was talking to you and saying, well, what, like, how does this work? How, like, what does marriage look like? Are you really going to say, well, it's your job to spread your legs and bend over whenever he wants? Are you going to say, hey, as long as he provides, you better fucking suck his cock?
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm being gross and vulgar for a reason, because you're treating your wife that way. Mm-hmm. In so many cases, in my case, there was a lot of fear for you, right? You better take care of me, or else she'd have to, if I didn't even say that, she could just be worried about the insecurity about how I would feel if I wasn't getting my needs met.
Accusations, you know? Yelling.
You would say things like, you know, I should just know better. If we have sex, then everything's going to be fine. Listen, I'm stripping her desire away every single moment, every single conversation, every single lecture, every single time she does just have to do her job and check it off the to-do list so that she doesn't have to live in fear. That's disgusting. I'm not proud of that, man. And I want you, even if you weren't as bad as I was, I know that many of you shut down, you pull back, you ditch on your responsibilities, all because, well, if she's not going to do it, then why should I? Is that what you want to tell your daughter when you have a conversation?
Mm-hmm. No. Absolutely not.
No, you're going to start to think about something different with her. You're going to be like, well, babe, honestly, you deserve the world. He better respect you. He better love you. He better lead you. He better be assertive but gentle. All these things that meet her needs one by one, emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially. You can't say I'm a protector and I provide when you this was on that Love is Blind. We watched that new Love is Blind, and that, will he be a good father? This was the question on the wedding day. Will he be a good father? Well, yeah, he's a good provider and protector. You guys are still being told the same bullshit no matter where you go. That's not what works. And yet you wonder why your needs aren't being met. And then you'd rather get upset. And now I want you to take it one step further and think about the lesson that you're teaching your children. Because that's not the lesson if you're having a responsible conversation with them. Right?
Yeah. I want to end with something.
Yeah, please.
So he mentioned men are expecting women to submit to their husbands. She should submit to me. And that's true. She should. But what you forget is that men are instructed to love their wives like Jesus loves the church. That means you love her more than you love anything else except Jesus, obviously. But when you love her, she is to submit to you. Now, love means treating her with tenderness, treating her with respect. Yes, there is a little bit of a biblical hierarchy, so you should be providing, because women are built to raise the children. Women are built to manage the home. We're built for that. It doesn't mean that we can't do everything, because we can. It doesn't mean that men can't do the home, manage the home and raise the children. That's not what it means. It just means that we were built to have a partnership. And in that partnership, women are to submit to men who love. If you don't know how to love, this guy will teach you. We had a pretty rocky road, but we have an amazing stellar as per the last episode or a couple episodes ago. We have it. We have what you're looking for. And I do submit to him. I don't play second fiddle to him. I don't put my stuff on the back burner. He supports me the same way I support him, but I recognize that he was built to lead me. He was built to be a role model for our daughters. He was built to be a role model for our sons. And in that, he allows me then to be a role model for our entire family and allows me to do what I was built to do.
Mm-hmm. And in that submission, by the way, if you all need to keep it simple, and even if you're not a believer, you should be. But anyway, if you're not, think about it like this, just loving and giving. If she just described something beautifully that I teach my men, women are built to be loving, compassionate, empathetic. And in that love, you get all these needs met. And sometimes it won't believe, this might sound crazy, but doesn't mean we have sex every single day, all day long. It might sound crazy to you right now based off what I talk about and how I talk, but doesn't matter how many, the quality of the connection on all these other levels, sex included, but sex excluded, there's so many other things. You know, you purposely sit on my lap and touch my face to tell me you're proud of me. Mm-hmm. That's work for her. She's not a physical touch person. She has to do that for me. But she doesn't have to. She gets to. She wants to.
And I choose to because he loves me. He respects me. He allows me to be the woman that I was built to be rather than forcing me into some leadership role. And I can lead. Don't get me wrong. But hear me clearly. I was not meant to lead this family. I don't have to. I have the leader right there. I have to take a step back, which means he has to take a step up. And he allows all of that to happen with his tender love and leadership.
That's right. And in that leadership, guys, you will each have strengths that you lift each other up on. We'll still say I'm the leader, but at the end of the day, we both have mad strengths and support each other. You have that with your partner too. Take that, start with this loving attitude. If you need to listen to this over and over again and think about what you would tell your son or your daughter when you're having that actual real conversation that most of you, by the way, are too afraid to fucking have. All right, we'll see you next time.
Prayer 5.
Oh, see ya.